We are here in this temple to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, the Summum Bonum, chapter 10, Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees, today's verse number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yatha Yakantaka Vidhango Jantor Nechhati Tam Vyatham Jiva Samyam Gato Lingayar Na Tatha Vidha Kantaka Yata Kantaka Vidhango Jantor Nechhati Tam Vyatham Jiva Samyam Gato Lingar Natapa Vidha Kantaka. Kindly chant. Natapavidakantaka Yatha Kantaka Vidhango Jantor Nechatitam Vidham Jiva Samyam Gato Lingar Natapata Vidakantaka. Ladies, Yada Kantaka Vidhango Jantor Nechati Tam Vyatam Jiva Samyam Gato Lingar Natatha Vidha Kantaka Yata Kantaka Vidhango Jantor Nechati Tam Vyatam Jiva Samyam Gato Lingar Natapa Vidha Kantaka Yata Kantaka Vidhango Jantor Nechati Tam Vyatam Jiva Samyam Gato Lingayar Natatha Vidha Kantaka. Anyone else? Yatha Kantaka Vidhango Jantor Nechati Tam Vyatam Jiva Samyam Gato Lingayar Natatha Vidha Kantaka Yata. Just as Kantaka Vidha Anga, a person whose body has been pinpricked, Janto of such an animal na not ichati desires tam a particular vyatam pain jiva samyam gataha. When he understands that the position is the same for everyone, lingai, by possessing a particular type of body, na, not, tatha, so, avidakantakaha, a person who has not been pinpricked. Please repeat. By seeing their faces, one whose body has been pricked by pins can understand the pains of others who are pinpricked, realizing that this pain is the same for everyone. He does not want others to suffer in this way. But one who has never been pricked by pins cannot understand this pain. Purport. There is a saying, the happiness of wealth is enjoyable by a person who has tasted the distress of poverty. There is also another common saying, Bandyaki Bhujibe Prasava Vedana. A woman who has not given birth to a child cannot understand the pain of childbirth. Unless one comes to the platform of actual experience, one cannot realize what is pain and what is happiness in this world. The laws of nature act accordingly. If one has killed an animal, one must himself be killed by that same animal. This is called mangsa. Mam means me, and sa means he. As I am eating an animal, that animal will have the opportunity to eat me. In every state, therefore, it is ordinarily the custom that if a person commits murder, he is hanged. Chanadapi sunichena torariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Harinama, harinama, harinama ivikibalam. Kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. All of us have experienced the miseries of material existence. Because these miseries of material existence are inescapable for the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul, as we learned in the sixth canto, is bound to commit sinful activities. As soon as one commits sinful activities, then there must be suffering. These are the laws of nature. The laws of nature are very cruel. For instance, when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old, I took a pencil and I stuck it in the electrical socket, and my mother found me. So, from a very early age, I got some experience of these material miseries. These miseries are pointed out nicely by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and Adidaivik. And myself, in my Nirantara Sanghita, I have come upon a fourth misery, Adi Technica. The reason why I say that is because modern society is so dependent on technology that as soon as there's any disturbance, we are going mad. We've already had experience recently. The airlines, the computer systems go out. People are stranded for days. Everything is running on technology. Our traffic lights, our water supply. So as soon as there's some difficulty, no Wi-Fi. Oh my God, how will I live without Wi-Fi? But there is these other miseries. Our own body and mind gives us miseries. We all experience this. And as we get older and older, it becomes even more prevalent how this material body, as Prabhupada says, is a bad bargain. But in Krishna consciousness, we learn how to make the best use of a bad bargain. There are miseries caused by other living entities. You go to some places in this world, there are so many insects. When you go to India, what is the main problem? Mosquitoes. Yes. And other places, they have cockroaches this big. Insects. Then there's all kinds of other animals causing disturbance. What to speak of? Our neighbors, where I live, there are over 400 apartment units. So, invariably, at some point, this foul smell comes into my apartment. Somebody is cooking something, and I have to close the windows. But even that doesn't work, because the smell comes up from below. The nastiest. It actually chokes me. What they're cooking and what they're cooking in, I have no idea. So from other living entities, we are suffering. And then we are noticing here in America, year after year, how the demigods are sending different kinds of climatic environmental disasters, floods. Here in California, we also get those forest fires where thousands of acres of trees are burnt. So sometimes we're suffering from one, two, three, and add my fourth one, then you can understand why some people are fried. Because they're suffering all the miseries at the same time. And as devotees, there's that nice verse in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. A devotee can be compassionate about the position of other living entities. The devotee has experience, but anyone who has been a devotee for some time and then goes out in the material world, you can see on their faces how they are suffering. And so, one of the greatest qualities of a devotee is compassion. Because apart from the yogis, we are not yogis. Because a yogi is only concerned with his or her own self-realization or yoga practice. But a devotee is different. A devotee is concerned not only for myself, but I have to be concerned for others. That was one of Prahlad's prayers to Lord Nisringa. That I am very much concerned for the fools and rascals who are not in Krishna consciousness. And our very own Srila Prabhupada exemplifies that mood of Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, relishing the mellows of the topmost principles of Krishna consciousness. But he was compassionate. He was concerned for all the fallen conditioned souls. And not only was he concerned, but he personally came at great personal expense, physically, emotionally, just to come to the West and start this Krishna consciousness movement. Great austerity Srila Prabhupada underwent. Therefore, we can never thank Srila Prabhupada enough. Never. We can never repay the debt that we owe to Srila Prabhupada. We can try to repay, and Prabhupada removed that burden for us. How can we repay what Prabhupada did for us? By doing what he did. By being compassionate and going out and delivering the fallen conditioned souls who are all suffering. Someone may look like they're not suffering, but they are. Inside, they are suffering in existence. Maybe they don't. Now, many people, you can see it on the face. Some people, you can easily see how they're suffering. But some people, even though they may be laughing and joking, but you know deep down inside, they are not. They are not happy. They're suffering. Because if you are committing sinful activities, you cannot enjoy. You're not going to be happy. Eventually, there'll be heavy suffering. You may go on for some time enjoying, but that day is coming. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. That moment will come, and there will be in great suffering. A devotee is compassionate. Prabhupada's mood was, I want to take as many people along with me back home, back to Godhead. This is our movement. This is the movement we joined. How to bring as many people back home, back to Godhead. So how do we do that? Very simple. We go out, we chant the holy name in public. We go out and we give people Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada made it so clear. If they touch the book even they touch the book, they get benefit. What to speak if they read it? If they give a donation, they get so much benefit, so much relief. That's why the devotee wants to see that the conditioned soul gives as much money for the book because it is for their benefit. We're not collecting the money so that we can live high off the hog. We want them to give as much money for their benefit so that they become relieved from their sinful reactions. We give prasadam. Our doors are open, especially on Sunday. The doors are open. Come, partake in this Krishna consciousness. Everything we do in this movement is to help others, deliver others to become devotees of Krishna. Why we are decorating the deity so nicely? Just to, when the conditioned souls comes, they get some relief by looking at the beautiful deities. Everything in this movement is based on compassion and delivering the fallen conditioned souls. And by doing so, by us doing that, we also become greatly advanced. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "There is no servant more dear to me in this world than that devotee who goes and gives this message of Krishna consciousness." I come in contact with hundreds of people throughout the year, hundreds of people. They come up to me for blessings. And what I try to tell them is, you can get Krishna's blessings anytime you want. You take this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you're being blessed. You take Bhagavad Gita and speak the message of Krishna to others, you will be blessed. So, last night I was in the Laguna Beach Temple, and we had students from UC Irvine. So the whole lecture I gave was answering their questions one after another. We went on for over 40 minutes answering their various questions. So one of the first questions was, what kind of welfare work do you do for the community? And Prabhupada has already answered this in his Chaitanya Charitamrita purports. We are doing the topmost welfare activity on the planet. Better than the Red Cross. Better than any other welfare agency. Because we are delivering the fallen conditioned souls so that they don't have to take birth again. There are so many welfare groups, charity groups. We're not condemning that. We're not condemning it. But the fact of the matter is, you give some charity work to a person, that person is going to have to come back and take birth again and again go through the same nonsense. So all this other charity work is like blowing on a boil. Temporary relief. Temporary. We acknowledge you're giving some relief, but it's temporary relief. The welfare work we are doing is permanent welfare work. Because we are giving them a chance how to get out of this material world once and for all. Because as Krishna asserts in the Bhagavad Gita, from the highest planet down to the lowest planets, all are places of temporary suffering. Even the heavenly planets. It's not that Indra in the King of Heaven is just sitting back and enjoying. No. What's nagging all the time? The demons may come at any time. Or this sage is doing austerities. Maybe he wants my position. So there is no unadulterated happiness in the material world. These threefold miseries are there. So, coming back and taking birth after birth means again going through the miseries. But if I give someone Krishna consciousness, that is a permanent benefit. As we learn from the early pages of Nectar of Devotion, a little bit of advancement in Krishna consciousness becomes amrita, nectar, deathless nectar, a permanent asset, permanent. And the account builds more and more as the person executes more and more Krishna consciousness. And that is never to be lost. So keep in mind, you, every one of you, is the greatest welfare worker in human society. You should be humbly proud. humble because you don't want it to go to your head and walk around. Yeah, I'm the greatest welfare worker. Bow down and worship me. No. We remain meek and humble. We're everyone's servant. But proud of the fact that because we are executing Krishna's instructions, we are doing the topmost welfare activity in all of human society. And we know that because it is said by our spiritual master and by Krishna himself. After the incident of the Vastraharana, when Krishna stole the clothes of the unmarried young gopi girls, after that incident, Krishna went strolling through the forest of Vrindavan with some of the cowherd boys. And he said, look at these trees. He said, these trees are like noble personalities. Because a tree just gives and gives. Even Lord Chaitanya used the example of the tree in terms of tolerance. But here, Lord Krishna uses the tree as comparing it to munificent, beneficial activities of a great soul. The tree gives a shade in the summer. The tree doesn't take a tax from you. It gives you its shade free. We take the tree's fruits and flowers. The tree never asks for payment. It just gives. So, this tree meditation, we as devotees of Krishna consciousness are meant to give, give, give. But the amazing thing, the science of bhakti is amazing. That if, as you give, you automatically get. You don't have to worry. Say I'm a philanthropist. So I may have some money and I want to feel good about myself. So I'll give a nice donation to some charitable cause. Now that amount of money I have given, it's out of my account. It's gone. But in Krishna consciousness, the bank account is unlike the material bank account. If I go out and I give all my Krishna consciousness out, when I come back at the end of the day, my account has doubled. That's called best return on investment. So we should, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ma Shucha, don't hesitate, give Krishna consciousness. Ma Shucha, don't worry, be happy, give Krishna consciousness. Ma Shucha, don't fear, nothing to fear. Krishna says, I will protect you. This is the mentality of a Hare Krishna preacher. The Hare Krishna preacher knows what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Whatever assets you have, I protect them. You're not going to lose them. And if you need something, if you're lacking something, Krishna says, I have your back. I've got it. I can provide it. Myself, personally, I have much experience of this in my travels and challenges. That I remember that one time in India, 1976, I was on a travel, no, it was 1975, no, 75. I was traveling with one sannyasi. So I was told, go to the corner and another devotee will be coming shortly in a rickshaw and you will go with him and visit some prospective life members. So I'm waiting on the corner. All of a sudden, these two Indian men grab me. Come with us. I'm going, uh-oh. Because I had my dhoti, kurta, and being American, I stood out like a peacock. So they took me down into this basement. And in this basement was a big, big table. And soon there were like 20 Indian men. Why did Krishna do this in the Bhagavad Gita? And so, fortunately, I had paid attention to Prabhupada's lectures. I had read a few Prabhupada's books. I've only been a devotee 2 years. So they asked one question, and Krishna gave me the answer. Now, why did Arjuna do this? I answered that. They were asking me all these intricate questions, and each one, it was as though Krishna just took over and spoke. After about 15 minutes, they said, "You have done good. We can see that you're a real devotee. We were thinking you were CIA phony, but we can see you are a true devotee." And I just went, But it was interesting because as they asked the question and as I answered each one, I was going, "Yeah, I can do this. I can do this." So Krishna will supply what you lack, maintain what you have. What does it come down to? What does it come down to? The bottom line, I always like, all throughout my life, I always wanted to know, what's the bottom line? Especially I've dealt with so many people, and you ask them a question, and they go like this, dee, 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 they're going around and around. After 10 minutes, they actually tell you the answer. That frustrates me so much. Just answer the damn question. So that's the way I am. I want to get to the answer. Don't give me all this blah, 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 blah. Answer the question. So, what does it come down to? It comes down to this. Every day, just nicely chant your Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on your japa beads. Just do this nicely every day and everything will be just fine. I have met devotees over the years. For so many reasons, they neglected this. They neglected this because, Prabhu, I have so much service. I am big, big, this. So, they thought, my service replaces this. Your service does not replace your japa. And there is that one of my favorite purports in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first order of the spiritual master is to chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. First order. Once that is done, what did Prabhupada say? Now I can do any damn thing I want. Those are his words, not mine. Am I correct, Archita? Anyway, he said it. Ding, ding. The fact that still remains, you have to first do your 16 rounds. We have so many services, but not at the expense of chanting nicely every day. That's why we get up early. We get up early so that there's no other business, because as the day goes on, somebody just told me yesterday, one of my longtime students just told me yesterday, Prabhu, why does it, if I chant my rounds in the evening, it takes 3 times longer than if I chant in the morning? I said, that's because of the modes of nature. So these morning hours is precious. It's the most precious time. The ability to get up early and chant, that is gold. That is going to keep you safe and sound. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. What more do you need? There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. But no, no but. Chant Hare Krishna. After that, everything will automatically come. Everybody chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Might there be any challenges or questions? Yes, Prabhu. Yes, we have to be compassionate to the internet devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I have two questions, if it's okay.
You, one at a time.
Okay.
My brain does not process.
Okay. So the first question is, if I chant 16 rounds every day for the rest of my life, attentively, but I don't go on Harinam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, can I go back to Godhead?
Yes. Sorry, the answer is yes. I know you want me to say no, but the answer is yes. Because what were the vows you took? Chant 16 rounds and strictly follow the four regulative principles. That's the contract. If you do that, what did Prabhupada say? You will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. But why do we go out on Harinam? That I already explained. So you can go back to Godhead, but you will not be regarded as a high-class devotee. But if you go out, you do your 16 rounds, and you go out for Harinam and other preaching, now you are glorious.
So second part of the question is,
yes, sir.
If I'm chanting my 16 rounds attentively and nicely, will I automatically go on Harinam Sankirtan? Because I'll be feeling compassion. How can I...
You could make that argument.
You
could make that argument. You could. Yes. Because...
But would you support it?
I would support it. I wouldn't speak against it. Let's put it this way. If you are nicely... Lord Chaitanya says, in the final chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Shakshatakam prayers, where Lord Chaitanya is giving his own purport, there's this nice sentence by Chaitanya. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, all varieties of devotional service are automatically awakened. So if you are nicely chanting Hare Krishna mantra every day, the symptom will be that you will be inspired to do all kinds of devotional activities. And as I said, in this movement, everything is based on preaching. Harinam, book distribution. This restaurant is also preaching. The girls that work in the gift shop, that's also... Everything in this movement is preaching. So if you're nicely chanting, the proof of one's nicely chanting is they will be involved in some kind of preaching.
But you said Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona still.
This is all part of Harinama, Eva Kevalam. Don't think that that's the only Harinama, Eva Kevalam. Because Prabhupada said book distribution is what? Brihat Mridanga. So, Harinam, important. Book distribution, important. In this temple, all the aspects are important. Because I have some inside information. This temple will not survive unless all the different limbs, so that means Harinam has to go, book distribution has to go. But if the temple is going to rely just on the money they get from the book funds, forget it. It ain't going to work. So in order for this temple to work, all the assets, gift shop, restaurant, life membership, everything works. It's all Harinama Eva Kevalam. You understand? Like, there are some Vaishnavas, they think, no, just Harinam Japa. Some Gaudiya Vaishnavas say like that. No. They're opposed to Harinam. They're opposed to book distribution. They say, just Harinam. Well, that's not Prabhupada's movement. Prabhupada's movement is Harinam, book distribution, deity worship, restaurants, the gift shop, all the aspects, all of it is Sankirtan. She have a broad vision of Sankirtan. Now, you have an attraction for Harinam, correct? Don't lose that. Didn't I tell you that the other time? That's your ticket to ride. You perfect that. Your ticket, book distribution. Okay? My ticket, I do my preaching to the Indian community. I'm never going to give that up till the day I die. For some devotees, they meditate on how nicely dress Rukmini Dwarkadish. Okay? Did I answer both questions?
Sort of.
Well, I'm sorry. Yes, Archita. When you give class, you can make your emphasis.
Yeah, you answered it very clearly, I think. Thank you very much, by the way, for your emphatic delivery of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But, yeah, this point is very well taken. It's coming from the founder Acharya. It's
just, yes.
It's just like that time when devotees were objecting because Ramachandra was telling devotees that book distribution is in the mood of the gopis. And he thought, he's just being too, you know. So they took it all to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, yes. And also Prabhupada specifically spoke about book distribution as the Brihad Mridanga. He said, when you go out on Harinam, that sound can be heard a few blocks. But this book, and he gave the example of when he landed in Greece, they had already gotten books and they were attracted to Krishna consciousness. No Harinam party had gone there, but the books had gone there. So Prabhupada pointed out that you go out on Harinam, that's very nice, and it's heard for a few blocks. But this Brihad Mridanga is heard all around the world. So yes, Prabhupada wanted everything to go on. He wanted even those of us who were attached to book publication, like myself, take time to go out on Harinam. And from the very early days, he established that. Stop the press, go out and chant in the street, at least sometime. He didn't want you to be just focused on one thing. I'm a pujari. I only ring bells and wave incense. No, go out sometimes on Harinam. Go out and try book distribution. He wanted everybody to try everything. But still, understanding that it's a very broad vision, like you said. When we open a restaurant, it's not just for making money. It's for pushing on Lord Chaitanya's movement. Those who are seeing that, the cash register is ringing and that's all you guys are interested in. No. It is for collecting money for pushing on Lord Chaitanya's movement. It's his money anyway.
And it's for
why shouldn't we take it?
It's also for giving Krishna prasadam.
Yes.
So that the cooking should be first class.
Yes.
I joined this movement for the food. Okay? Okay, Sachi Tanoi.
When a practitioner of Krishna consciousness experience difficulties, problems, because many things, the offenses, relationships, losing faith, can we summarize, according to the class, that is it correct to think that all is because of the chanting is not done properly?
That would be my conclusion.
And that would
when you get a disease, you want the doctor to diagnose the root cause of the disease, not just the symptoms. You want to go to a doctor who's going to say, okay, you have these problems, and the root of your problem is your diet, your root of your problem is this, like there's a new mantra now. Sitting is the new smoking. Have you heard this mantra?
Yes.
Right. Sitting is the new mantra. So you want to get to the root of the problem. And yes, I would say, if you ask me, the root of all difficulties is inattentive chanting. Because Krishna will give you all facility if you nicely chant every day. That's been my experience. What else? Yes, Prabhu, he wants the microphone. Everybody's 2 minutes to shine.
Thank you. Thank you for the class. Thank everyone. So that was also my question. How does one chant nicely? I have a two-part. How does one chant nicely?
Very simple. Try to hear the words emanating from your lotus mouth. You are creating a transcendental sound vibration. So make sure you try to pronounce each syllable. Don't chant like this. Make sure you chant Ha Re Krishna Rama. Okay? It's your voice, and you listen. You listen to the sound you're making. That's it. It simply comes down to hearing the sound you are making. That's it. So, if you're going to be listening to yourself for an hour or two every day, you're going to want to make it as nice as possible. So, chant with love, devotion, from your heart, like a child crying for its mother, and just listen as best you can, every day, every time. And when the mind wanders, like anyone who knows me, what happens? My mind wanders, Hare Krishna. I bring it back. I bring it back by that loud chanting. Just tune in to your chanting. You have your own channel.
Yes, also now I've heard several definitions of the mantra. What does Prabhupada say the definition of the mantra is?
It's very simple. Go to the gift shop and get the book called the Vaishnava Songbook. In the Vaishnava Songbook, there is the purport to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You read that, that's exactly Prabhupada. Could someone help him and get the book from the gift shop and show him? Okay, this devotee here, he won't get you. He'll arrange that. And show him where that purport. Memorize it. Read it every day. And then don't listen to anybody else's definition. You just listen to Prabhupada.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You get one more because you knew.
So now that the pronunciation, you said Hare. I hear the Hare with the roll of the R. Do we roll the R? Do we not roll the R?
I don't roll it. But if you roll it, don't worry about it.
Does Prabhupada say
Hare Krishna Hare Rama? Don't overcomplicate it. It's easier than you think. Okay? For instance, many years ago I was in Boston and there was one Japanese devotee and he had one wooden leg. So he would chant his japa and when he walked, you would hear his clicking of his wooden leg. Now he was Japanese, right? So he had a Japanese accent. That's all right. Krishna appreciated because he's chanting in his tongue. He's trying his best to say, because every culture they pronounce a little different. Bengalis chant a certain way. Every culture, like when I go to South America, it's a little different. Yai Yaganath and other things. That's not so important. Sincerely chant. And just try. The whole idea is try. Let's do it. Say ha. Ray. Krish. Na. Ha. Ray. Ra. Ma. Your name is Das. Okay. We will end here. Thank you very much. Good luck with your chanting. Haribol.